Blackstone Audiobooks presents Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. The novel is prefaced by a quotation, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." Part 1. Chapter 1. All happy families resemble one another. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Everything was upset in the Oblonskys' house. The wife had discovered an intrigue between her husband and their former French governess, and declared that she would not continue to live under the same roof with him. This state of affairs had now lasted for 3 days, and not only the husband and wife, but the rest of the family and the whole household suffered from it. They all felt that there was no sense in their living together, and that any group of people who had met together by chance at an inn would have had more in common than they. The wife kept to her own rooms, the husband stopped away from home all day, the children ran about all over the house uneasily. The English governess quarrelled with the housekeeper and wrote to a friend asking if she could find her another situation. The cook had gone out just at dinner-time the day before and had not returned, and the kitchen-maid and coachman had given notice. On the third day after his quarrel with his wife, Prince Stephen Arkadyevich Oblonsky, Steva, as he was called in his set in society, woke up at his usual time, 8 o'clock, not in his wife's bedroom, but on the morocco leather-covered sofa in his study. He turned his plump, well-kept body over on the springy sofa, as if he wished to have another long sleep, and, tightly embracing one of the pillows, leant his cheek against it, but then suddenly opened his eyes and sat up. "Let me see. What was it?" he thought, trying to recall his dream. "What was it? Oh, yes! Alabin was giving a dinner-party in Darmstadt. No, not in Darmstadt, but somewhere in America. Oh, yes, Darmstadt was in America, and Alabin was giving the party. The dinner was served on glass tables. Yes, and the tables sang Il mio tesoro. No, not exactly Il mio tesoro, but something better than that. And then there was some kind of little decanters that were really women." His eyes sparkled merrily, and he smiled as he sat thinking. Yes, it was very nice. There were many other delightful things which I can't just get hold of, can't catch now I'm awake. Then, noticing a streak of light that had made its way in at the side of the blind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?